This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved three multi-tracking railway projects with a total cost of more than 10,700 crore rupees. Briefing media New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said these projects cover 14 districts across West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, increasing the existing network of Indian Railways by about 656 kilometres. The Union Cabinet also approved five multi-tracking projects covering 17 districts across the states of Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Telangana, increasing the existing network of Indian Railways by about 540 kilometres. The total estimated cost of the projects is more than 10,021 crore rupees and they are planned to be completed up to 2029-30. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the government has decided for four lining or quadrupling of all the seven high-density railway corridors.
Out of the 11,000 kilometers of the high-density corridors, the seven corridors, which carry about 40% of the traffic of railways, in these corridors, about 2,000 is already four-lined, completed. About 5,000 is being done or already approved now. And another 4,000 is in the process of final sanction.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met Sri Lankan President Anurakumarasinghe Nayaka in Colombo. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to work together for the welfare and development of both nations. They discussed ways to ensure the safety, security, peace and prosperity of the region. Extending a warm welcome to Raksha Mantri, President Dissanayake recalled his interactions with Prime Minister Modi and reiterated that Sri Lanka would never allow its territory to be used for any activities inimical to India's security interests. The two sides also exchanged MOUs on upgradation of L-70 guns for the Sri Lankan Air Force. The Defence Minister arrived in Colombo yesterday on a three-day visit to Sri Lanka. Ahead of the BRICS Leaders Summit to be held in New Delhi later this week, the final BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting is taking place in Mumbai. Previously, the Finance Ministers and Governors had met in Jaipur last month. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has directed the Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD, to take action against illegal structures in several parts of the national capital following the Satyaniketan building collapse incident. The Delhi Chief Minister also instructed all senior MCD officials to remain on the ground during the action. The Union Ministry of Women and Child Development launched the 9th National Nutrition Month at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, inaugurated the program. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said, through the 9th National Nutrition Month, the government reiterates its commitment to a well-nourished and empowered India. The BJP will launch a month-long Seva Sankalp Abhiyan from the 17th of this month to mark Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday and the completion of 25 years of his public life. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, BJP President Nitin Naveen said, Prime Minister Modi will complete 25 years in public service on the 7th of October this year. He said on this day, in 2001, Mr. Modi began his tenure as the Chief Minister of Gujarat. The flood situation in Bihar has improved slightly as water levels in the Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Son and Punpun and other rivers are showing a declining trend. However, several rivers are still flowing at high levels and relief operations continue in affected areas. Relief operations are underway in flood-affected areas of Patna, Saran, Vaishali, Begusarai, Khagadia, Samastipur, Jahanabad and Arwal districts. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal and parts of Northeast India till tomorrow. The Met Department said thunderstorms and lightning conditions will continue over Uttarakhand, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 2 days. In the US Open Tennis, American Ben Shelton and 11th seed Francis Tiafoe have set up a semi-final clash in men's singles. And with that, we end this news bulletin.